twice. So if they take those chances, they're no half chances, they're just, in my book, they're just sitters. Now, because he's not done a lot of training, he's not had a lot of games, and you can say about sharpness, but you've got to stick them away. And if you don't, in fact, even the second half, we were on top. The second half, when they got, you know, they scored against a running play, they weren't causing us too much bother. The wind was a problem for both sides, but we had started the second half quite well. And when the boy picks up, and the last thing we said before we went out, I says, you know, anything around about 25, 30 yards, make sure we don't let them have pops at the goal. But in one ear and out the other, and the boy's got nabbed in near him, and he's hit it. And as I said to them, you're just sitting there hoping that he misses. But, you know, if he scores, you're in trouble. So the second one, well, that's just laughable, because everybody's picked up, everybody counts who they're picking up. But the big man's not picked up. He's not even got within 20 yards of him. It's a free header. So when you give goals as easily as that and miss the sitters that we do, you ain't going to... You're going to make it hard. That's right. We've probably been the better side on the day and passed it well. But you've got to win matches, and you win matches by putting the chances that you get away. In fact, the second half, Rab's had two or three really good saves, remember, and that summed up your second half when it came off the post. You know, they've scooped off, or the boy scooped away, and it's hit his own post. And out. Sometimes it goes in, but. But you've got you know your team, even though you're on top, you know the team's going to get a chance if you switch off. And we've switched off twice, and it's cost us two goals. And we've talked about they've got to learn for that. But at the end of the day, we were outplayed today. We played some really, but when playing good stuff's no good enough. If you're playing good stuff to create chances, you've got to stick them away, and then you've got to be extra vigilant when you're not taking them. That's when you've got to know that the other team's going to get a chance, and you have to be more aware and make sure it doesn't happen. And at the end of the day, we'll let it happen.
I probably knew it was tough. You've had some close games against Wofford in the last couple of seasons.
It's always a tough game. You know, they've got experience side, they've got, you know, they're always up for it because of the connection. We're a target for everybody, so all the teams are up for us. But you know, I've got to say we were on top most of the game today. Played some great football, created some good chances the first half. But if we'd been coming up in the half 2-0 up at half time, we should have been 3, to be honest, because of the nature of the chances that we scored. But if you don't take them. And the boy, and you gift the two goals, you know, if you don't close somebody down in the middle of the park who's capable of hitting it, that's the bit that's annoying us. And the second one's even worse because we've not picked up anything. So you don't see any of our boys getting a free header or a shot for 25 yards with no pressure on them. So they have to learn for that.
Thanks very much.